Capitalist Masterpieces is the title of Peter Young's retrospective at MoCA. The work is diverse, but when you walk into the main gallery, it's clear that all these paintings emanated from the single creative vision of one individual.
I've tried to change and change and change.
Peter Young is known for his abstract paintings that have been widely exhibited in the U.S. and in Europe since the 1960s. Although he now lives in Bisbee, Arizona, his legacy began as an important contributor to the New York art scene of the 60s.
This painting here was 1966.
He says one particular large painting included in this exhibition represents his early attempts to find a foothold as a minimalist artist.
I had a whole studio filled with these sky blue paintings with taped lines, and some of them had stenciled numbers even. And the curator, Lawrence Alloway, was curating the first minimal show for the Guggenheim Museum. He came to my studio. He looked at this studio full of minimal work and went home, and then he didn't put me in the show. So I'm figuring, okay, I'm not going to be a minimalist. The boat has left, and I'm not on it.
Young may have missed the minimalist boat that day.
Although I think all of my work is informed by minimalism.
But he eventually secured a boarding pass, and his work went on to show at the Whitney Museum of American Art, the Guggenheim Museum, and the Leo Castelli Gallery, among several other important venues. The paintings in Young's retrospective are characterized by his explorations of patterns, geometric shapes, grids, and dots.
This is a very important painting for me because it's 1967, and the painting was actually the first painting where the dots began to flow in a way that wasn't based on a grid.
Young says his paintings rarely have titles, but each numbered work provides a clue to his evolving focus and his changing methodologies. The dots and circles in one part of the gallery soon lead to the repetitive grid patterns that appear to shimmer and vibrate off the canvas.
I call these woven paintings. They're not really weavings, but in a sense I'm weaving with paint. And this is a painting from the late 70s. It's again one of my discoveries, I guess. I discovered that I could weave with paint.
These woven paintings hint at Young's varied interests. He says his work is not topical, but rather self-referential, and he says he likes to play as he explores new techniques. The textile-like woven paintings seem like just another logical phase in the Young continuum of styles.
I began to think, what would happen if I start folding them in different directions?
An exploration like this of what can happen when the canvas is manipulated and folded.
So I made some experiments and came up with the fact that if I folded on a horizontal, a vertical, and one diagonal, I would get eightfold symmetry. Yeah. And that's like forms a perfect mandala.
Young's artistic identity was born out of the well-defined and often celebrated era of the 60s and 70s. But ironically, that same identity is what has motivated him to constantly seek change, a sort of self-referential need to redefine the work that keeps him alive.
So I didn't want to get stuck having to make the same painting for 40 years. And I've been able to accomplish that at the expense of having a recognizable style. I have 10 recognizable styles. And I think that ultimately my game plan will be realized.
Young says he's still exploring new styles and techniques and continues to paint on a regular basis in his studio in Bisbee. I'm Luis Carrion, Arizona Public Media.